This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
To connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and it is my pleasure I have in the studio with me today Helena and Eilish from My Life, My Voice. And also we have two very important other people in the room today. We have Roxy and Huya with you both as well. So Helena, would you like to start us off and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll look at more around who is My Life, My Voice?
Yeah, sure. Kia ora. Thank you, Roseanne. And it's such a pleasure to be here today and to be speaking with you all. Ko Waio, ko Taupiri te Maunga, ko Waikato te Awa, ko Ngāti Mahuta te Hapu, ko Tainui te Iwi. Taupiri is my mountain, Waikato is my river, Ngāti Mahuta is my hapu, and Tainui is my iwi. My name is Helena Tutiao, and so I was actually born in Wellington and moved to Auckland when I was three. And I grew up in Auckland and moved to the beautiful Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, about 18 years ago. And I have two lovely teenagers who I live with, and also my beautiful guide dog, Roxy. And Roxy, she is a black lab retriever. She's 4 years of age, and so her and I have been a team for 2 years. And also, another important piece of information is that as a young child, I was diagnosed with glaucoma. And so glaucoma is an eye condition where you continuously have excessive pressure in the eye. And if it's not managed successfully, it can cause irreversible damage as it damages the nerves to your optic nerve and things. So that's what's happened here. And so I grew up with low vision, and now I have become totally blind, and so have no eyesight. So that's a bit about me. Kia ora.
Ah, kia ora. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Helena. And we have Eilish, who's sitting next to her. Would you like to introduce yourself to us, Eilish?
Oh, kia ora, Roseanne. Thank you so much. Kia ora tātou katoa, ko Eilish Wilkes Tokoingoa. My name is Eilish Wilkes, and I grew up in Auckland, but now reside in the beautiful Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, and I love it here. It is a beautiful place to reside. I have been visually impaired since I was 2 years old, and like Helena, have a beautiful guide dog called Huia, who is my faithful companion and trusty sidekick in my daily life. She helps me get around. And it's great to be here with you today to share a little bit about my life, my voice.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you for that, Eilish. And it is great to have both of you here, and also Roxy and Huia, who are looking pretty chilled out at the moment.
Yes.
Great to have their job, I reckon. So, My Life, My Voice, who are they, and what sort of services or support do you provide out there?
Great. Thanks for that question, Roseanne. So, My Life, My Voice is proudly a disabled persons organisation. We were established in 2020 to connect and support disabled people in the community. And we have over 80% of our staff have a disability, and all of our board members have a disability. And so My Life, My Voice was established by the Muscular Dystrophy Association, and also through the Disabled Persons Assembly in New Zealand. And so those organisations are both disabled persons organisations where they are governed by disabled people. And so we provide services connecting and supporting disabled people. And so one of the services that we want to talk to you about today is our peer support service. And so our peer support service is, I guess it has three elements, three components to it. And so those three components are peer support training, our peer support network, and also our peer support service.
Great. And peer support is just so vital, isn't it, as a support mechanism out there. And I've talked to, you know, people from different support groups, and they've said that peer support is one of the most important things that the people they support desire and really relish the opportunity to have that support. So you've got the three key areas that you've talked about. So if I was someone that had low vision and I was, you know, wanting to sort of I suppose have that come and have that service or be able to have some sort of peer support, how do you go about doing that?
So it would depend on which part of the service you wanted to access.
Mm-hmm.
So one part of that service is the training that we offer. And so the training we offer regularly online. So we currently offer that quarterly online, and that's via Zoom. But we also offer that in person on request in the Waikato, and also on request online. So organisations and individuals can come to us and ask us about the on request sessions, and we just require a minimum number of 8 for those sessions. And in the training, we cover a variety of topics through the 5 modules that we offer. So in the first module, we cover what peer support is and the 7 values of peer support. And we just sort of get a feel for peer support and what it is. And in the second module, we delve into identity and connection. So who we are and what makes us who we are. And we talk about the relationship between Te Tiriti o Waitangi and how that strengthens and supports the peer support relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then in module 3, we talk about communication and different styles of communication, and how everybody communicates, no matter what disability we may have. Then in module 4, we talk about our rights as disabled people. And we also talk about some models of wellness. So how we maintain our own well-being and wellness, even when we're looking at supporting others around us. And then in module 5, we talk about boundaries, privacy, and ethics. And so how to maintain our own boundaries and privacy, and also the boundaries and respecting the boundaries and privacy of those we're supporting. So if you wanted to access the training, those are some of the key elements. We also offer e-learning. So for those who might find that experience of, you know, interacting with others a bit overwhelming, or might not have the flexibility of time, they can do it at their own pace and in their own space.
Isn't it great how, with technology, the advancement of technology these days, that we do have opportunities like that around either the online sort of sessions or the e-learning?
Absolutely.
You know, I think back about probably 20 years ago, and it's like, if you couldn't come to an actual physical session,
You missed out,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that must be reducing some barriers out there, isn't it?
We're finding a lot of people are really enjoying the e-learning. And then we have sessions where they can connect with Helena and I online after they've done the e-learning. Mm-hmm. So they still get to connect with each other, and with us and talk through what they've learned.
Right. So if someone was thinking, actually, I think I'd be really good at, providing peer support to someone with a disability, does that person themselves have to have a disability? How does that work? So, yeah.
Yeah, so what we do is that it's disabled people supporting and connecting other disabled people.
Yep.
And so our peer supporters are all disabled because the most important thing about peer support and I guess the magic and the X factor is that lived experience.
Mm.
Yes.
And so the lived experience our peer supporters have, our disabilities, and so then they connect with and support other disabled people who are going through similar experiences.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, and I think that is just that really adds richness, doesn't it, to the support and the programs that you're offering out there. And I know a group I was actually working with on the weekend, sort of with a focus for migrant women, and their slogan, I suppose, was for migrant woman, by migrant woman.
Yes,
so, that lived experience,
yes.
The trials and tribulations, I suppose, they had when they first arrived in the country and adjusting.
Yes.
To our way of life, they can share sort of that much better than someone like myself, for instance. Yeah,
yes.
I know that's great. So just with that peer support, obviously, if anyone's listening, someone who's got a disability themselves and thinking, actually, I think I'd be really good at this. We talked before about you've got some contact details, haven't you, to be able to just contact you on. Do you remember what the website address is off Bahati Eilish? No
yes,
pressure.
I do. So if you would like to get in touch with us about our peer support training, or maybe you would like to receive some peer support yourself, so our website is www.mylifemyvoice.org.nz, and we also have an info email address, which is info.mylifemyvoice.org.nz. And did you want me to?
Yes, you've also got an 0800 number as well, haven't you?
We do.
Yes.
Which is 0800 896 004.
Right, so there's three different contact opportunities there for someone if they're looking to either how I can be trained up as a peer support person, or someone who's very interested in maybe receiving that peer support as well.
And we also have a peer support network. And so that peer support network is our peer supporters. And so we provide our peer supporters to connect with us, and also to connect with one another once a month online, because our peer support service is nationwide.
And I think that's vitally important as well. And I know through Community Waikato, we run a leadership mentoring program, and we've now started having it where the mentors come together maybe once a month and just sort of talk a little bit about, sort of how they're going. Not talking about the mentee as such, but just, the mechanics behind it, I suppose. And, how they're actually feeling. And I picking up on what you talked about before, Eilish, as one of your modules was around well-being.
Yes.
For the actual peer support person as well, and also around boundaries.
Yes.
And they're very important elements, aren't they, when it comes to providing that one-on-one type support for anyone.
Definitely. And we like to really support our peer supporters so that they feel that they can maintain that well-being. And so each quarter we pick a different focus for our peer support network meetings. We encourage our peer supporters to, let us know what they would like to develop their skills further around. That might be communication or leadership, or it might be, around health and well-being or something else entirely. And then we do invite guest speakers to come in to, speak to those specific topics, so that, they can continue, our peer supporters can continue to grow and develop in those specific areas.
Yes.
Well thought out. Yeah, that's awesome to hear. And so what other sort of support services do you provide out there? I know you've got, I think you connect, you're like a connector, you connect people to services, is
yes.
that right?
Yes, we have our connector service, which is based in Mid-Central, and for those disabled people who are in Mid-Central, and so that is an alternative to receiving disability support services, from the government. So it's just another option that we provide.
And our peer supporters are there to help bridge that gap in the other parts of the country as well, because, we're a pan-disabled organisation, so we support all individuals with disabilities across the country, and our peer supporters are there to help disabled individuals to reach their goals and to achieve the things that they want to achieve. So I think that that is a big part of our mahi and what we do, even though, we can't always be there on the ground. I think that is so impactful and powerful, that real shared lived experience.
Yeah, most definitely. And I'm sure you get a lot of people that don't fully know their rights. And
absolutely.
I know that was one of the modules you talked about before as well, what they're entitled to.
Absolutely.
And I suppose, that's a great opportunity for the peer support person to be able to help, I suppose, navigate them through that that part of the journey for them as well.
Yeah, and I think the way we describe peer support is walking alongside the peer. Mm. So, you're not telling someone what to do instructing them or trying to convince them what is the right thing. You're just helping them work through the process and, finding creative solutions together. So, it's all about how would you describe it best, Helena?
Well, as you were talking, I was just thinking of a really good example of where lived experience, and that kind of peer support really came into the fore. So a famous young disabled woman, Stella Young, she describes a time when she learned, and she was a wheelchair user, and she learned that the easiest way of picking things up off the floor is by using barbecue tongs.
Very innovative.
Yes.
Good on her. Yeah, because you can buy those I call them a grabber thing. It's got like a lever on it, hasn't it? And you can pick things up off the floor. I actually had a hip replacement a couple of years ago, and I actually went and got one from the mobility centre because I'd been told about it, and it was amazing. I've now got one for my mum, who's 91, and she's either more in her chair or in a wheelchair, and she finds it great. And she actually wanted a second one, so one at one end of the unit and one at the other end of the unit, so I had to go and get her a second one to use. But yeah, that's been very innovative, isn't it? And probably, do you know what? I actually really think it was probably even designed by someone with a disability.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And it's sharing those common experiences. One of our main peer support values is we share common experiences and learn from each other.
Mm.
And I think that's quite, essential.
Yeah. Everyone's open-minded. The person who's providing the peer support, there's probably growth and development that they can, can learn off, the person they're trying to support themselves. It's probably two-way, isn't it, at times?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Indeed. All right. So, actually, how long have you both been involved? You've been involved since 2020 when it was first set up?
So, no, not since it was first set up. I've been employed by My Life, My Voice since March 2021.
All right. Okay. So five and a bit years now for you?
Yeah, five and a bit years.
Yeah. What about you, Eilish?
I have been with My Life, My Voice for nearly 3.5 years. So since 2023. Does
right.
That make
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, I know. Time flies, doesn't it? We're now into that second half of this sort of 10-year decade, which is a bit scary, actually.
It is.
Yeah, and not far off halfway in the year as well.
Oh, I know.
Time travels fast, doesn't it?
It does.
And I can tell by your voice and your expressions that you're very passionate about what you do.
Oh, yeah, very passionate. We always are hearing from our peer supporters and also from those who have undertaken the training, just the value and the impact that it's had on their everyday lives.
Yes.
Which they just haven't been able to get from anywhere else.
Absolutely. And also from those who have received peer support, what a difference it's made to their lives and, you know, the things that they have managed to do and to achieve. You know, maybe the changes they've made in their lives or the progress they've made, whether it's, you know, gaining employment or moving out of home or just some of those real milestone things that they might not have been able to achieve without that support.
Yep. And, you know, sometimes we just don't think about that, do we? You know, like it's a big transition as it is, someone maybe leaving home for the first time.
Absolutely.
I say first time because I know the number of my friends that have had, you know, the children have left home and they've come back and then they've left the second time eventually.
Yes.
And you know, that's a big enough sort of transition, you know, life change for anyone, let alone, you know, probably someone with a disability, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes we just take all these things for granted, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, no, look, it sounds, you know, a really invaluable service that you do provide out there, and it's fantastic. We've still got a few more minutes to go. So is there anything else that either of you would love to share with our audience?
So we have a couple of things to share. We have peer support online training coming. As Eilish said before, we have peer support training quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some peer support training, which is happening online and available to any disabled people, person throughout Aotearoa New Zealand. And so that's coming up at the end of March, beginning of July. And so if people want more information, you can check us out on our website.
You mean end of June, beginning of July, didn't you, Helena?
Is that what I said?
You said March.
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah. We knew what you meant.
We knew what you meant. Yeah, well, you know, it's between those times.
Yeah. So end of March. Oh, my gosh, I'm doing that again.
That's all right.
End of June, beginning of July.
Yes. Yeah. I won't even say that now because obviously my mind is glitching.
Do you know, it's amazing how many times that does happen. I find quite often myself, you know, especially if I pronounce someone's name wrong.
Yes.
And I'm trying to, in my mind, come up with the right pronunciation, but every time I try, I seem to get it wrong.
Yes. I think Helena just wants to go back in time.
Yeah.
Back to March.
Yeah. We were talking about how the year was going so fast anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
just want to slow it down.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Sorry, Helena, we're interrupting you there.
That's quite all right. We have our upcoming training at the end of June, beginning of July, and that's going to be online. And so if you want more information, you can register online.
On our website, yes.
Which was www.mylifemyvoice.org.nz from memory.
www.mylifemyvoice.org.nz, yes.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. So that's coming up. That's fantastic.
Yes. And also just wanted to mention our quarterly newsletter as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give service updates of all of our services that we provide. So if people are wanting to subscribe, again, you can go onto our website to subscribe. You can also, again, follow us on Facebook. One last thing that I wanted to share excitingly. So we've got something really exciting coming up in August. And so we just put out our first post regarding that event today. So again, if you want to find out more, you can go onto our website.
All right, so it's hot off the press. The, an event coming up in August.
Yes.
All right.
Right here in the Waikato.
Yeah, can you give us a hint about it, or is that sort of still top secret at the moment?
We can give you a key word.
Right.
Ōkawa.
Ōkawa. All right. Yes. The mystery. Very intriguing.
Yes.
So another good reason to head over to the My Life, My Voice website.
Absolutely.
And hear all about it. And is it on Facebook as well yet?
Yes.
You've just posted about that on Facebook as well?
Absolutely.
All right. And do you have Instagram as well?
We do.
All right.
And we're very original. It's called My Life, My Voice.
Right. Oh, that's good. Is any other platforms? Like, is anyone into TikTok or anything else that they've got set up?
We're
or?
On LinkedIn as well.
LinkedIn. Okay. That sounds a bit more like me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
again, yeah. It's just My Life, My Voice.
All right. Okay.
We're very original.
Well, sometimes it's good to be original.
Yes.
And you're not going to forget that.
No.
So just remember, My Life, My Voice, doesn't matter what platform you're looking on.
Pretty much,
you'll
yes.
be able to find them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, that's exciting. So obviously you've got the training that's coming up at the end of June, beginning of July.
Yes.
And we've also got this very intriguing event, Ōkawa, which is coming up in August sometime.
Yes.
So two good reasons to head over to the My Life, My Voice website or Facebook page or Instagram or on their LinkedIn site as well. And obviously, too, if people have gotten the website address, you can always give them a call on their 0800 number, which is 0800 896 004, as well. And then email, which was info@mylifemyvoice.org.nz. Hey, look, we've only got just under a minute to go. It's amazing how quick time goes, and it's been enthralling listening to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, no, that's great and fantastic and very invaluable messaging that you're passing across. Helena, any last-minute message from you?
I just wanted to, I guess, at the risk of sounding repetitious, is just, I guess, the power of lived experience and that we offer an option for those who want to connect. And so, you know, the great thing about peer support is people, it builds the skills and the knowledge and the confidence of the community, and it also connects people.
Hey, that's awesome messaging. Thank you very much. We've now run out of time. So thank you, Helena. Thank you, Eilish. And thank you, Huia and Roxy, who have been very patient here as well. That's all we've got time for today. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.